The all new sound.
With its finger on the pulse of island life.
This is Vectis Radio. Broadcasting from the heart of Newport.
Broadcasting from the heart of Newport.
Broadcasting from the heart of Newport.
Rebooting in 3, 2, 1.
Vectis Radio on DAB. From Deadman's Lane to Zulu Road. Broadcasting to inform, entertain, and inspire across online platforms. FM 104.6, Hospedia Channel 5, and now on DAB. This is the multi-award winning Vectis Radio, bringing you news from around the world, across the UK, and here on the Isle of Wight.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6, online around the world, on your smart speaker, Hospedia Channel 5, and now on DAB. Today is a landmark moment. Vectis Radio is officially launched on DAB, taking the island's community station further than ever before. From humble beginnings on January the 23rd, 2010, Vectis Radio was built on passion, determination, and a promise to serve the Isle of Wight.
It's 10 o'clock on Saturday, 23rd of January, 2010. This is VectisRadio.com, a brand new internet radio station for the Isle of Wight. We aim to serve the people of the Isle of Wight and ex-islanders all around the world. Vectis Radio will put the spirit back into the community. If there's anything we can do for you, either as an individual or part of a group, please get in touch.
Broadcasting from the heart of Newport, this is Vectis Radio.
That promise grew in 2015 with the award of an FM licence, launching on 104.6 in November 2017. Since then, the station has gone from strength to strength, earning more than 40 community radio nominations, including 7 gold, 14 silver and 10 bronze.
Sage Person of the Year.
And so to the gold award of the Sage Person of the Year goes to Kelvin Curry of Vectis Radio.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
There are some benefits to being old. I enjoy my time in radio. I enjoy bringing through the young people, as was just said. I thoroughly enjoy passing on the skills and having a great time doing radio. Thank you to the team at Vectis and Ian Mack for believing in me for all these years and giving me plenty of sleepless nights when we went FM a few years ago. And thank you to the judges for picking me this year. Thank you, everybody.
Community Development Project of the Year.
And for the Gold Award, the judges said, this project illustrates what working with radio can do for people and communities, giving them a very special resource, and is a key project that all community stations should be running. The Gold Award goes to the 4Ps Radio Training School, Vectis Radio.
In 2020 came national recognition with the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, the highest honour for volunteer groups.
The Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is the equivalent of the MBE for voluntary groups. It was introduced by the Queen in 2002 on her Jubilee, and she wanted to recognise that the country works so much on volunteers. It is a very special award because it really very few groups get it. And for the Isle of Wight to have won 4 is really amazing. We punch well above our weight for voluntary groups. I mean, you will know, because you've been through it, how rigorous the assessment process is. There are loads of voluntary groups doing an amazing job, but those who win this award are just have gone that one step further and are doing something absolutely exceptional.
Then in 2023, Vectis Radio made history, winning gold for Community Radio Station of the Year at the ARIAs, the biggest prize in UK radio. There are more than 300 community stations.
OK, next up is our Community Station of the Year, supported by marketeers. This award is all about championing stations that serve a specific community, and the judges wanted to see a sense of place running through the station, like a stick of rock or something like that, just less bad for you to take. To present this award, please welcome the multi-award winning British musical comedy duo, Flo and Joan, also known as sisters Nicola and Rosie Dempsey.
And the bronze goes to Pride Radio of Northeast of England.
The silver goes to Bro Radio, the Vale of Glamorgan.
And it's a huge pleasure to announce that the gold winner for Community Station of the Year is Vectis Radio, the Isle of Wight.
Vectis Radio, launched in 2010 and broadcast on FM 104.6 from the Riverside Centre in Newport on the Isle of Wight. The station showcases local talent with over 30 volunteers who broadcast throughout the week. It's a true community project, as demonstrated through being honoured by Her Majesty the Queen with the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service.
Community radio is just awesome to be a part of, it really is. And there are many stations up and down the country that are doing wonderful work within the community, and most of us are volunteers. Thank you for shining the light on community radio. It really does mean a lot. It really does. It's incredible. Thank you.
And the station was nominated again the following year. Now Vectis Radio enters a new era, broadcasting on DAB alongside FM, online and beyond. Station manager Ian Mack calls it a proud and emotional milestone, crediting years of commitment and the unwavering support from the team. Director Kelvin Curry says being part of the journey is a true privilege. Through the challenges of COVID, broadcasting never stopped, even with volunteer numbers reduced. Today, that team has grown to 40 dedicated people at the heart of the community.
Maggie Kelvin, Ian Mack, Don Bev Harry, Mark Tom and Zach, Ron Laisha, Amy Daz, Martin Ernie, Fred Kitty Gaz, Lily Sue, Ross Nick and Jack, Steve Billy Allen, Tal Jeff Dave Matt, Kieran James and Lars Louise. Have we mentioned the four P's?
We all tune in to Vectis Radio, to Vectis Radio. It's the place to go. We all tune in to Vectis Radio, to Vectis Radio. It's the place to go.
Okay, Roger, you can find us on 104.6. Dad.
There'll be more news at 11 o'clock. This is David Parkinson. This is the new sound of Vectis Radio, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport on FM 104.6, on your smart speaker, Hospedia Channel 5, and now on DAB. To mark the moment, Ireland singer-songwriter Martin Clark has written a special track. It's called My Diamond Home.